Welcome to the album show on One World Music Radio with me, Chrissy Shepherd. I've asked Deborah Offenhauser to tell you all about her latest album, Soundscapes. So over to Deborah.
Hi, this is Deborah Offenhauser, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my new Soundscape CD. Well, this album has been a dream in the making for almost 2 years. When a friend's CD got a Grammy nomination, I decided that I needed to step up to the plate as an artist and composer and create something totally different from my previous recordings. I was blessed to work with a wonderful recording studio in Los Angeles, whose engineer, James Linehan, has produced many top-notch albums. He asked that I create a dozen new compositions and visit him in LA to then discuss the music and what sidemen would then be hired. While my initial thoughts were to compose a new age recording, the music muse had other ideas. So my album more closely represents the word eclectic, because some of the tracks are jazzy, some neoclassical, and others justly called new age or perhaps world music. As a pianist composer, wanting to expand my reach to the music industry people, as well as letting my music inspire and bless others, I'm pleased to say that Soundscapes is well on its journey. The first track, Decidedly Joyful, definitely matches its title. This enthusiastic and happy piece greets me on my cell phone every day as my alarm. And, it makes you want to dance. I hope you enjoy it. Called Free Radical, and it's one of my, new age meets electronica pieces. You think you're going down one path, and a bit of a swerve happens in the middle. So let's just remember the title, Free Radical. The music evolves and brings you along for a really fun ride. number three is called Nothing Can Touch You Now. And it's a very personal composition written for a dear friend who had a physical challenge. The melody and title came to me while driving down a highway because I had been praying about the situation. And what a wonderful answer to prayer this piece became. Track 4, Irrational Exuberance, is an example of a neoclassical piece. I was thinking about the American experience, where the phrase, "Go West, young man," was the stock advice to all immigrants in the East in the 1800s. The music reflects American folk tunes, Western cowboy campfires, horses, and also the rhythm and feel of the railroads being built across the prairies and through difficult mountain passes, all connecting this vast country called America. The piece is filled with hope and enthusiasm. A world music composition taking you to North Africa. After visiting Morocco and walking through its bazaars and souks, and visiting the Saharan Desert for a few days, meeting Bedouin families, camels, and goats, this atmosphere never quite left my consciousness. It's a wonderful world and so exotic to most Westerners. I know you'll enjoy it. Is Spatial Palace, which takes you to another planet. Imagine that you have just landed, and what sounds would surround you? Once you enter the bazaar area, music greets you along with sounds of marketplace animals. What do you see? What are the dreams and aspirations on other worlds? Oh, now we are in the palace's outer courts, and we hear a gamelan orchestra entertaining passers-by. What is around the corner waiting for us? Thank you. darkly is the title of track number 7 and is a phrase from ancient scriptures. We know intuitively that above and beyond our mere physical senses lies something beautiful, pure, and infinitely amazing. The piano lays out a soothing and hopeful melody, leading us to think outside of limited sense of self. Track number 8 is Rosemont Theme and is a neoclassical piece written for author friend Barbara Hinsky, whose series of romantic mystery books revolve around a property called Rosemont. The music section with harp and cello starts with a sense of mystery and foreboding. But as with all romantic stories, there is also much happiness as the piano and guitar have a conversation. All is well in the end. Delightful duet between classical guitar and piano, with a little bit of cello thrown in. You are taken back to the Renaissance days of lords and ladies engaged in genteel dancing and conversation. True to its name, track number 10, The Gloaming, is mist-enshrouded and somewhat foreboding. Gloaming is an old English term for nightfall, early evening, or dusk. The music has an otherworldly feel to it, with the cello pouring out a melancholy melody. As you listen to the very end, what do you hear out there in the gloaming? Number 11 is a hymn. The English title is It Is Written, and it takes us back to ancient times when moral codes and laws were literally carved in stone. What does this piece make you think about when you hear it? Number 12, Taninim, is Aramaic for sea creatures and takes you immediately to the depths of the Leviathan's playground. This is mood music for the evening when the prepared piano sounds take you to a submerged world of fluidity. What if you were down so deep that your eyes could not see? Would the sirens themselves call to you? Open your ears to the possibilities of what lives and breathes beyond our vision with Taninim. Album ends with a quiet and thoughtful opening of harmonies that softly unveil themselves one layer at a time, coming to a beautiful climax as does the rose with its glorious bloom. Then all is quietly laying itself down to sleep as the album closes with beautiful string harmonies. Please enjoy the wonderful unfoldment of blue.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed these pieces from Soundscapes by Deborah Offenhauser. If you would like to own these CDs, you can get physical CDs or downloads from this website, cdbaby.com. Again, that's cdbaby.com. Or you can contact me at my website, debspianoweb.com, and I'll be happy to send you something. Deb's Piano Web. Take care, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Deborah, for telling us all about your album and where the listeners can buy it. You've been listening to The Album Show here on One World Music Radio with me, Chrissy Shepherd, where Deborah Offenhauser has been telling you all about her latest album, Soundscapes.